Everyone wants to have a relaxing time after a hard day's work. A comfortable place to lay down, a cool one, with dimming lights, it's the epitome of a great time. And assuming you have a hammock, that can elevate it by a couple of additional levels. The swinging movement of a hammock is what every man wants. It almost takes care of the inner youngster in us. No big surprise we fall asleep while laying on a hammock. It is that relaxing. Certain individuals also swap out their beds for a hammock. And there are individuals on the planet who use hammocks as beds. So the inquiry arises, is it bad to sleep in a hammock every night? Although there is no indisputable research in this field, we are going to go through a portion of the things that will benefit you while sleeping in a hammock. And also why you shouldn't make a routine out of it. Is it bad to sleep in a hammock every night instead of bed? You could cherish the swinging feeling when you are on a hammock, and it could place you in a profound sleep state speedier than your bed. So you are thinking of making it your daily night routine. In any case, is it the healthier decision? Putting aside the risks, we are going to discuss on the off chance that you ought to sleep in a hammock instead of a bed. Benefits of sleeping in a hammock. The significant benefits of a hammock are inarguable. Here are some benefits you will get if you are sleeping in a hammock. Helps you with your posture during sleep. You will stay in one position, so there is less development of wrong posture problems in the morning. For people with insomnia, the hammock does wonder. The swinging motion makes them fall asleep faster and go into a deep sleeping state than a bed. If your bed is giving you back, neck, and spine pain, you can try a hammock for some time. This will support your pressure points and ease them. Disadvantages of sleeping in a hammock. If you are thinking of switching your bed with your hammock permanently, then you should also consider the disadvantages of sleeping in a hammock. Less stretchable room is a common thing in a hammock. Although there are larger hammocks, when you lay down, you cannot move around or stretch as you do in a bed. And in time it will develop a lot of problems. For a restless sleeper, you cannot move around in a hammock. Hence sleep will be not as long as you want. You will get up and feel stuck in a place in your sleep. So the uncomfortable feeling will deprive you of your sleep. As there is no hard surface beneath a hammock, you might suddenly feel weightless and fall. This will put your body and brain in shock and you will wake up. Which is not a good thing for any sleeping person. Worst case, you might develop a panic attack or stroke. If you already have back, neck, and spine pain, the use of a hammock regularly might help at first. But after some time, it will come back again. So should you sleep in a hammock every night? Assuming you have certain issues like insomnia, back issue, and stance issue, you can switch to a hammock for a change. Yet, don't make it a routine. You cannot simply toss out your bed for a hammock. Rather, you can change from bed to hammock and the hammock to bed occasionally. This way you will have the comfort of both worlds together. And also, a place to relax.